Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know if the book's in paperback or not, but it was the best I could do. Welcome to this TMOS Extra. It's Rob along with Josh, and we're joined by author, may I call you Preston?
Preston, yes.
Yes, Preston Mitchum Jr.,
yes,
who has written a book called Positive Vibes 365, A Year of Positivity.
Your positivity, and, yeah.
And he's holding it up right now. And if we need it, if we ever needed it, we need it now.
We need it now, that's for sure. We desperately need it now. I mean, it's just something we all need to incorporate in our lives daily. But like you said, we really need it now.
Yeah, how old of a guy are you?
I'll be 51 this year.
Okay, so we're roughly in the same ballpark. I just turned 54.
All right.
I remember going back 30 years ago, it seemed to be easier to take a positive attitude.
Yes.
And it wasn't something you had to fight for. It was just something you sort of had. And then Mr. Preston Mitchell Jr. shows up and he helps us out because now it ain't so easy.
Yes.
There's more going on. There's more stuff challenging us. So what... Your book is set up as what, like a positive vibe every day?
Every day, yeah. It's daily affirmations to incorporate daily. Whether you want to read one, you know, for me, I read one in the morning with my cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And you can read them throughout the day and even wrap up your evening with one. Mm-hmm. But the 365 books gives you an opportunity to have a fresh new affirmation every single day.
For people who need structure like me, it's probably quite helpful. Josh.
Well, it's a great way to start your day. It reminds me, I have a Bible devotional book here that gives me like Bible verses to read every day. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to set your mind. And this is the same thing, but you don't necessarily need to be spiritual or religious because it just sets your mind focused on right things to go in when there's so many things to complain about in the world.
And as you guys know, you know, you're the day before, you're kind of already thinking about the next day and all the things that you got to take care of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you can have that opportunity just to pause, you know, take a deep breath, pause, read that affirmation, drink that coffee, just have a little bit of time to reconnect with yourself. Mm-hmm. It might have you kind of reorganize what that day is going to look like and prioritize the things that you have to do, which hopefully leads to having a better day and a brighter day as well.
Yeah, does it overlap it overlap sort of with like people that meditate because they take a moment every day? And I've never been a guy to do that. It just doesn't seem to suit me, but I could take a minute every day and read an affirmation. And besides, I couldn't make my legs do that for the meditation. It doesn't work.
No, I was flipping through, Rob, and I was reading one page about just starting your day with a smile. And it reminded me of our mornings because we start every morning on here laughing together. And it's just a great way to set the day up.
It really is.
Being able to offer a smile, like you said, laughing. You know, we need to spend more time telling jokes. I laugh at my own jokes. You know, we need to spend more time just being a little loose and trying to find some of those little things that we can just enjoy. Because we get so caught up in all of the stuff that we got to take care of. We get so caught up in the things that are not working well in our lives. Mm-hmm. Let's try to get up in the morning and be grateful for those simple things.
I agree.
You know, our kids are healthy. We got a house to live in. We have food to eat, you know, cars to drive. We got a job to go to. Just those simple things. If we start off with that, hopefully that kind of just, you know, pushes us forward into the day with the right attitude.
So you also have books that are dedicated to kids. Now, my kids are 22 and 24 now, so I think they're sort of out of the kid region, but I know Josh has kids, and
I've
it's tough for kids
old.
To be. Yeah, it's tough.
I have
tough
a 10.
For kids.
I have a 10 and a 13-year-old. So
have fun, you two.
It's very hard to keep them positive. We find ourselves many times as parents reminding them to be positive. Don't worry about those other people. Just put yourself out there.
I think it started a lot in COVID because they were doing the stay-at-home school. My son missed his whole senior year of school, which was a major 12-month drag for him. And it's hard to stay positive when you get saddled with that.
And as you guys know, they're exposed more to things than we were. Mm-hmm. You know, social media, everybody has cell phones. You know, with all of these different things that are added in, mm-hmm. they're exposed to so much more than we were. Life was a little simpler for us.
It was. It mm-hmm. really was.
Yeah.
When you talk about these daily, I don't want to call them devotionals. What are they? Are they devotionals?
We just call them affirmations. You know, it's just a way to inspire, encourage, and keep us kind of, feeling good about life. Also, just giving us an opportunity just to look within ourselves and say, hey, I'm going to pat myself on the back for all the good things that are happening. And then the things that are not going well, let me figure out just a different way to look at them. Mm-hmm. I talk about it all the time, guys, and you guys are doing this. Surround yourself with good, positive energy people. Mm-hmm. That is key. You got to look at the top 10 list of people that you have in your space.
Right.
And if 7 or 8 of those people are not offering something that is positive or energizing you in some type of way, you have to change your circle. It's mm-hmm. critical. It really yeah. is critical.
One of the things I got yelled at by my doctor at my yearly physical is he says, you're not getting out and walking. He says, you got to do that. It's not much to ask of you. And he yeah. says, it's really not a physical thing as much as it is a mental thing. Because I went in complaining in the past year. I'm, as I said, 54. I have never done this. I'm grinding my teeth so bad that my dentist said, what's up with you?
Yeah.
They've shifted and mm-hmm. it's dealing with stress. And, you know, I've been monkeying with pills and that's not helping. All legal, by the way. But but I just can't seem to get it right. And I do think if you take a moment every day, it could be a 20-minute walk or it could be 2 minutes with a cup of coffee just to center yourself. You're starting from a better spot. Yeah.
It's almost like you read today's positive thought, which is today is take a moment to enjoy the flowers, birds, sunset, and full moon.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's rainy up here, so I might do that tomorrow.
And it's raining here as well. But like you said, you went for a walk.
Right.
You know, I like to go to the gym. You know, I go to the gym, getting that time in. We all can figure out something that we enjoy doing that we just got to incorporate daily just to create the balance. It's not easy. I get it. It's not easy. You got some families out there working 2 and 3 jobs, balancing kids, balancing a house. But you got to figure out at least 1 or 2 things that you can incorporate at least daily or from time to time to provide that balance. Because if not, you know, you're not going to fuel yourself enough to be able to get those things done. You're just mm-hmm. not.
Yeah. How do you refocus your kids into that?
You know what? For me, it's just about just trying to create that energy in the house.
A good
and
energy.
Being able to have those conversations. Just like in our kids' book, you know, I had conversations with them. And some of the kids that we work with through our foundation at some of the schools that we're at, just having an idea of what the kids are going through. You know, they're curious about stuff. There's peer pressure, you know, just social media. You know, how do you balance, you know, playing the video games? You know, they like to stay on those video games, you know, for hours. How do you balance that with going outside as well? Being able to make sure, like you said, going for a walk, playing outside, getting that outside activity. It's not easy.
I don't hear any positive talk in Fortnite. No. I hear a lot of complaining.
And I think a lot of the things that the kids are striving for is, in a way, a way to close themselves off. I mean, I know they're talking on the headset for the video games, but they're by themselves. Or if they're scrolling TikTok, they're by themselves. Or they're making a video, they're doing it by themselves. And there's not as much interaction. And you say, if you can interact with positive people, I was accused for years, almost to the point of my wife saying, shut up, that I was the family's cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I'm a pretty positive person. That's decayed a little bit lately, but I still try to, when I see them, tell them, you know, if this is what's bothering you, don't let this bother you. This is normal and you got to stay focused.
You got to be able to have that, you know, in-person connection. Right. You have to be able to have that in-person because that gives you the ability to be able to communicate with people later on in life. You know, I think about my father. I just tell you just a quick little background. I'm a former news journalist for WMAR-TV here in Baltimore.
Oh, cool.
But, my background is, you know, my father started Mitchum Lawn and Landscaping in 1985.
Okay.
So I grew up doing that with him in Silver Spring.
Okay.
So he would put me in front of clients from time to time to be able to introduce myself and have those conversations. This is my son. He would knock on the door and then he would leave. And then the person would open the door and it would set me up.
I love it.
You know, to this day, I remember that, you know, it would set me up where I had to have that conversation with someone.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, just a little background. My father passed away of a heart attack in he passed away in 2015.
Okay.
So that's when I started writing the daily affirmation books. And I wrote this one, the first book, back
positive
then.
Positive Vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. Positive Vibes One, just as a form of therapy for myself to kind of get through those tough times. And so that kind of propelled me into continuing to write the affirmations and offer that positivity.
How helpful was that for you? I mean, losing a parent is one of the most grief-stricken moments of one's life. And you go out and you write this. Did it really help you?
So my dad was sick for a couple years prior to that.
Okay.
So I went to management December of 2014. And I said, you know what? I'm going to leave Channel 2. I'm going to go and run Mitchum Lawn and Landscape and help my dad get better. And him and I can run that business.
Okay.
So two months after that, he had his heart attack.
Wow.
So, you know, you got a family at home you're dealing with. You're transitioning from one position to a business that was broken at the time because dad just couldn't run that business in the same way.
Right.
Probably one of the toughest times for me. And being able to have that opportunity to write about some of those things that we're all going through and being surrounded by the supportive, you know, family members and friends that I had helped get me through. Because I had times there where I said, I could go back to Channel 2. It's secure there.
Right.
Or do I move forward? I said, you know, God, what's your plan? Do I move forward with this?
You put yourself first. Yeah.
And I went forward with it. And it's been great. I mean, this is my mission. This is my passion to give back and make a difference. And, you know, I made the right move and it feels great.
As you know, just mentioning that, a portion of your earnings from the book goes to charity, right?
Yes, yes. I started the PMJ Foundation in 2002. I got tired of covering the stories night in and night out. And I said, hey, we got to find a way to use the power of media.
Right.
To highlight the things that are in need in the community, but also use the power of media to discuss how we can provide opportunities as well. So back to school campaigns, holiday drives, career development, after school programs,
awesome.
PMJFoundation.org. People can go on, volunteer, you can donate, you want to participate in a program or project. We got over 100 volunteers. We're doing some amazing things here in Baltimore.
You can go on and on, Josh, about how I'm not bright, but I figured it out that PMJ probably stands for Preston Mitchum Jr. See,
you know,
I got it going
and,
on up
and
there.
As you guys know, I had to shorten that. You know, as we're doing these we're doing these TV interviews and we're doing, you know, the Preston Mitchum Jr. Foundation. Let's just go with PMJ.
I like it.
And then
we'll
just move forward with that. Keep it simple for everybody.
You brought up your dad, and I wanted to ask one question. I'm also a junior.
Yes.
I'm Robert Spiewak Jr. Was your dad openly positive? Was he a positive guy? Did that sort of trickle down from you, or
yes,
did you
yes.
learn anything
in,
from
in
that?
Addition to my mother? Yeah, both positive people that grew up. I mean, they grew up in the South, you know, during a time, you know, civil rights movement, during a time that was tough, and they grew up poor farmers. And so, you know, they struggled most of their lives. So for him to be able to start that business and have something grow from 1985 to 1999, at that point, he had over 400 clients. I mean, he had a really nice, really nice business. My mom supporting them. They've always just had a positive outlook. The
Great.
Ability to get through those tough times. That's what we write about. That's what I write about in these books. Being able to get through those tough times. Because you guys know at the end of the day, you got to move forward.
Yeah.
You got to move forward, you know. And I told a friend the other day, I said, you've been through tougher stuff than that.
Yeah.
You can get through that. You've been through tougher stuff than that. You can get through that. You know, my mom, a couple of months ago just had major heart surgery. And she's recovering from that. She's a former colon cancer survivor. She's currently on dialysis with, you know, kidney failure.
Sure.
What am I complaining about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What am I complaining about? You know, we can get through it. We can get through it. But like I said before, it's who you surround yourself with. Who can you lean on during those tough times? Who do you have ability to lean on during those tough times?
Was it tough before you got into these books? Was it tough working in a news station, especially the city of Baltimore, which has been having so many problems, to then try to be positive when it's negative story after negative story every day?
And you guys know, just being in the media industry, I mean, you know, a lot of times we go with the negative news first.
It sells.
But I, you know, I was... Yeah, I was the guy who was pushing the positive stories. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of positivity here in Baltimore. Lots of positivity here in Baltimore. We need to shine a light on that as well to create that balance to show, yes, there is need there, but there are a lot of people, a lot of communities, a lot of things going on that are positive here in Baltimore.
So the new book is Positive Vibes 365, A Year of Positivity. Could we get a case of them sent to the Orioles?
Yes.
Because... Oh, and see, Rob, you don't even know what you're talking about. So, you don't even know how frustrating the past 2 weeks as an Orioles fan has been.
You guys provide the contact information. I'll be more than happy to ship them over there. We can get them all out to all the players, management, you name it.
Give them away at the stadium. Everybody needs it.
You guys might be getting a phone call when they turn that thing around because of all the positive energy.
I'll tell you. On my Orioles podcast this week, we had a similar conversation because we were complaining so much. And then we paused and said, you know what? At least we get to complain because the team is expected to do good. Because
there's still good players. To grab onto. Yeah,
we at least grabbed onto some positive of the frustration.
Early. It's still early. It's still early.
It is.
That's the positive outlook, right? It's still early.
Yes. Yeah. And aren't they still in the top five in the AL East? That's not bad, right?
You did your research.
I did a little bit.
You did a little research to see that we're right there at the bottom. Oh, man.
But at least you're showing up. Yeah. These books, how many have you written?
Seven. I've written seven. They're available on Amazon.
I was going
to
say.
You know, I know Amazon. You guys will share the link and all that good information. And then you go to the foundation, pmjfoundation.org. They're there as well. A portion of the proceeds supports our programs. And on another note, I'm working with a group of young kids at Glendon Elementary School. Mm-hmm. They are part of a group called the Voices of Glendon. It's the school student council. And they're going to co-author a daily affirmation book with me.
Wow.
So I would love to come back on, have that conversation when the book is done.
Yes.
So I've written some affirmations for the book. Each kid is writing 3 to 4 affirmations. And
how old are these kids? I have to
elementary ask. School, fourth graders. Oh, I mean, 10, 11
be
years
brilliant
old.
Brilliant stuff. Oh, I can't imagine.
And you know, I went in for an initial just have a conversation, you know, about positivity with them. And I just threw it out there. I said, you guys want to write a book? Yeah, we'd love to write a book. Within two weeks, each of them had several affirmations already written.
I love this. How much are you editing what they say versus just taking their sheet and putting it in.
We'll get all of those affirmations next week. And we want to provide just some minor tweaks to them. Minor tweaks. So I've read some of them. They're very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So you will ultimately have Positive Vibes books for kids, for teens, mm-hmm. for grownups, and this new updated one, which is it sort of based on your first one?
Based on the first one. But just adding in some more. So, you know, That first book was right after Dad passed away. The second one was during COVID. So it talked about a lot of the stuff we were going through then. Yeah. And then the third one was kind of relationships. Talk a little bit about relationships there. Relationships within ourselves, the people we connect with, personal and business. And then all that's wrapped up in 365. So,
the book,
you know,
the new book is called Positive Vibes 365, A Year of Positivity. And this and all of them are available at Amazon. And what is your foundation's website once more time?
It's pmjfoundation.org.
Check it out.
And I see all the books links are there as well. Rob, thanks. We got to steal this idea and put out a Start Your Morning with Team OS. And we just have the listeners each write a page for it.
How about Mike O'Mara's new book, A Year of Negativity?
Uh-oh.
that's probably the direction he would go.
Yeah, but do check the books out. What a pleasure to meet you, Preston. And when your fourth grader book comes out, please call us up. I'd love to hear about it.
Yes, this was great, guys. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Have a great day, and we will see you next time.
All right, thanks again.
Good vibrations, Josh. See, he's just... See, this is positive for me.
I like it.
Yes, you picking out these songs brings me joy.
I really
even
doubt
if it's
that.
Shaking my head.
All right, Preston, thank you so much.
Thank
nice
you so
to
much,
meet you,
guys. All right,
Josh,
take
thank
care.
You, and we will see you all next time. Yes, and right now, we end up with the Beach Boys. I'm picking up good.